The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Good evening, Bahamas, and good evening to the world. You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials, serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. Today's show is brought to you, as usual, Cash and Go, Carib Auto Care. Also brought to you by Own Foundation, Pepper and Spice, Jumbe Cafe over there in Village Road. Brought to you by Hubert Edwards Global. That's our Facebook page. We want to send a big shout out to all of the persons who've been checking out the page and making the likes. We're now north of 1,500, Rodney. So
it's growing.
And we are hoping, we are trusting that it is growing because of the quality of what's placed there.
Of course.
We also want to say the show is brought to you by Balu's Jerk, second to none in the Bahamas. Clearly the best jerk if you've missed all of the Saturdays so far. You missed something good. Why don't you come and check it out? Also, the show is brought to you by Gosplosion. This is an event which will be held on May 6th at the Golden Gates Assembly. You'll hear more about that in a short while. As usual, we always ask you to consider the Cancer Society. Consider your contribution to crime. Are you a part of the problem or are you a part of the solution? We also call on you to protect those who are under your charge in terms of education. Ensure that they participate fully in the educational process, whether it be academic leaning or technical leaning. And lastly, we ask you to give some consideration to the LEAD Institute. Troy Clark is doing a great job. He's seeking to grow and develop he's developing or renovating a building at this point in time, but he's also growing and developing young men, persons who have run afoul of the laws, those who have been in prison, incarcerated, they're on the way out. I call it a halfway house. He calls it a treatment center. So whatever it is that he's doing, it's a good thing for this country. It's needed. Crime is impacting us negatively. I ask you to consider Troy Clark and the LEAD Institute when you think about giving. And if you can't give cash, he take kind. If you don't have something to give physically, then maybe you should consider giving some of your time. Rodney.
It's a pleasure to be back. You know, I miss a week. For me, it's off a week. It's kind of weird listening to the other side, but it's always a pleasure to be here every Sunday with you, having a good conversation. I wish I did bring the jerk. But besides that, it's pretty cool to be here. Looking forward to an awesome conversation as usual. Talking about the future of our fine country.
Yes, well, Rodney, you know exactly where the jerk is at, so I don't need to send you the directions no more.
No, I didn't know that.
We also want to, before we get into our break, give a big shout out to a very important young man. His name is Clement Foster. He was yesterday
Clem the Gem
recognized Lifetime Achievement Award as a Toastmaster on the District 47 Lifetime Achievement Award recipient 2017. This young man has been in Toastmasters for many, many years, over 40 years. Mm-hmm. And we who know him generally refer to him as Clem the Gem. Mm-hmm. There are times when we apply names to some persons, and it's only for fun.
No, but him, if you have ever met Clem, he is a gem of a person. He's a gentleman. He is a kind spirit. If he gives you a positive comment, you take that with gold.
Yes.
Yes, and he is a mountain of a man. I'm glad that they were able to honor him for his accomplishments, not just within Toastmasters, but without. He's somebody who I personally revere highly, and he's an awesome man.
Definitely. And we want to say, Clem, on behalf of Toastmasters here in the Bahamas, Toastmaster Club 1600, and certainly the Essentials, we salute you, we respect you, we honor you, and we look forward to being with you for many, many years, because as you continue to inspire us, we continue to learn and grow. We also want to say congratulations to Toastmaster Ivan Thompson, who was elected as Division I Director.
And Toastmaster Ernesto Gongora, who is now Distinguished Toastmaster.
Right.
Ernesto Gongora.
Definitely. So a lot of congratulations going out. But we also want to lastly recognize a man who has been influential to us and continue to be influential to us, even though physically he's no longer here. He would have celebrated his birthday on April 20th. I think he would have been 63 years old. We speak of none other than Miles Monroe. And so in this moment, we reach out to you. We sure you're up there somewhere in the stars or wherever people reside when they go away from us physically. You're looking down us and you're smiling and you're telling us, you're whispering to us that if you want a brand new world, you have to have a brand new people. You have to have a mindset change. We're going to talk a bit more about Miles Monroe as we go through the show. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Glossplosion, and then we'll ask the big question. Governance and dreaming, is there an essential connection? Mm-hmm. You listen to The Essentials. Come right back.
For the best jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balu's. Pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balu's, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balu's, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balu's jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
Always wanted to start your own business, but didn't have the capital to fund it? The Own Bahamas program is committed to accelerating the economic development of the country by providing Bahamians with entrepreneurial opportunities. We are looking for persons who display the motivation to own and operate a startup. I want to own a part of my Bahamas. How about you? Sponsored by the Island Luck Cares Foundation, empowering Bahamians through ownership.
Carib Auto Care.
Carib Auto Care. We fix it right the first time.
Total auto repairs and services for all your Japanese, European, and American vehicles.
And we offer pickup and drop-off service.
Full-time mechanics on duty.
We offer the best in spray jobs using the highest quality spray material.
Call us today at 601-4943.
601-4943.
Or 423-1340. Or you can find us at 21 Paradale Road.
Oh, and don't forget, store hours are
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Carib Auto Care. We fix it right the first time. Your total auto repair and service.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Let me start that one here. Like old Martin Luther King would have started. My dream. Tell you my dream is to live my dream. Yeah, the most I in my sleep when me say.
Welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to Nesbitt singing about his dream. That's one of the things that we're going to be talking about here, the dream. Is the Bahamas dreaming big enough? is the big idea, which is supposed to be the Bahamas, mm-hmm. is it there? Mm-hmm. Do we have all the things necessary to launch ourselves into this big, big future? But before we get into that, Rodney, I think we have on the line Miss Cooper. Are you there?
Yes, right here, Mr. Edwards. Good okay. evening.
Yeah, you're on live with us, and you want to talk to us about Gosplosion, which is a gospel concert which is coming up on May 6th. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, Gosplosion is going to be an explosion of gospel music on Saturday, May 6th, right there at the Golden Gates Assembly on Carmichael Road, pastored by Bishop Ross Davis. And we are going to be presenting a tremendous concert in aid of the Women's Crisis Center, and also if we do well enough, to purchase hospital equipment as well. And so we want everybody out there on 7:30 at the Golden Gates Assembly to celebrate Gosplosion, when we're going to be presenting a slew of talented, world-famous gospel artists. We have coming out of Jamaica, God Artist, an award, international award-winning upcoming gospel artist. We're going to have Christian Massive. We're going to have Junior Scott and Friends, DJ Counselor. We're going to have the Hummingbird Singers and the Dancers, Golden Gates Praise Team, and we're going to have the Christ the King Chorale under the leadership of Minister Claytino Delaney and Glenn Johnson and Friends. And then we're going to have some special artists in the house. We're going to have the world famous Royal Bahamas Police Force Choir. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have old school as well coming in from Cooling Waters, the Pastor Joseph Roll. So it's going to be a fantastic evening, and we want everyone out there on May 6th at 7:30. We're going to be starting on time. We're going to finish, and for all those who have other things to do thereafter, they are free to do so. But come out and worship with us, celebrate, praise God, and just have a wonderful time while we help the community. And we want to give special thanks to BTC for being our special sponsor, our major sponsor. And along with BTC, we also have Touch of Class Upholstery, and a slew of other sponsors who I'd just like to say thank you to: Doreen's Takeaway, Banton's Plumbing. We also have the Palmdale Veterinary Hospital. We have TP Productions. We have Beverly's Kitchen. We have Brooks Auto Repair, Moncur Fashion, and the Animal Clinic, the All Creatures Animal Clinic, located right there on Soldier Road. And some very, very wonderful sponsors, Sharon's Fashions and Formula One, and a slew of other sponsors who we just want to say thank you for. Jerkman right there on East Street, and the Faye's Kitchen, and all of them just came on board because they believe in what Helping Hands Productions is doing. The gospel concert is being presented by Helping Hands. And Helping Hands is a new nonprofit company. It's an offshoot of the Hummingbirds Association, who is working in collaboration with us to get this show on the road so we can help the community. So we want everyone out there for this explosion of gospel music, Gosplosion, May 6th, right there at the Golden Gates Assembly. Meet us there.
Yes, I just want to ask you, Ms. Cooper, you know, quickly, the importance of events like these, because when you listen to the lineup, right, there's a great mix and a cross-section of both Jamaican artists and local artists.
Yeah.
A number of local artists actually participate, if you will, or perform in the reggae genre. And how yeah. important is this as a cultural expression across fertilization, if you will, cultural expression between Jamaica and the Bahamas?
Yes, very important. And you use a very important word there, cross-fertilization, because culture, as you know, is dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
It's always growing. And so what has happened in throughout, not just in the Bahamas, but throughout the region, we have had a meeting together of the various cultural forms, particularly in music, and they've come together in many of our islands to produce something that is very, very rich. And so this concert is going to reflect some of this. It's going to have a mixture of the reggae gospel genre, some of the reggae dancehall gospel genre, along with the African-American gospel, and along with the Bahamian gospel flavor of Bahamian gospel music, both old school as in Cooling Waters.
Yeah. And you're getting some reggae script,
also
right?
Also in some of the other artists at the Christian Massive,
yeah,
who has borrowed heavily out of the reggae genre, the DJ Counselor, that has borrowed heavily out of the hip-hop form. And we have the Golden Gate Praise Team, which is presents tremendous rake and scrape gospel music. And we're going to be having Junior Scott and Friends, a jazz, gospel, Bahamian, Jamaican mix. And so cross-fertilization of music and the breeding and bringing forth of a very rich cultural heritage, I think, is the legacy of our region, and the Bahamas displays this in a fantastic way. It's exciting, it's energetic, and I think it's for the better. It's
definitely
for the better,
definitely.
Of us, as a people to be enriched and to broaden our horizons, you know?
Yes,
so,
and to come together in good camaraderie and learn from each other. Want to thank you so very much, Ms. Cooper. Congratulations. Want to ask you to continue the great work as you champion the cultural aspect of your country of birth, and the way you go about it and the way the hummingbirds go about it is effectively an honor to the Jamaican mother out of many one people. And we see ourselves as a part of the larger African diaspora, part of the larger Caribbean diaspora, and so whatever it is that we do, we always involve as widely as possible all of the persons who are willing to be there. We'll talk about this more on our next show. We will leave it there for the time being. And so we say to you, thanks again. And everybody, go out and support Gosplosion.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And before I leave, I just want to say a tremendous thanks to all the social partners, the corporate community, and the church community.
Okay.
And everybody, it's a collaboration of the love and interest of all of these groups, and I want to say a big thank you to them as well.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, that was Ms. Sharon Cooper from the Hummingbirds Association, and one of the main principals in the development of Gosplosion and the Helping Hands organization, and they're seeking to do things which are going to help charity. So we ask you to go out and support them. We ask you to think big. Give big. Take many, many, many persons to it. It's going to be an exciting thing. I think there is going to be a delectable menu of musical choice.
Yeah, a wide range. So any genre.
From good artists all the way to jazz.
Jazz, yeah.
Wow. Reggae jazz.
Gospel reggae jazz.
And we're going to make a switch. Yes, it's gospel reggae jazz. So that is it. So we say, you know, go out and support them. So Rodney, the question is, are we dreaming big enough? We want to throw the lines open. We don't usually throw our lines open, but this day we want to hear from you. Let me set the context really. It's election time here in the Bahamas. And most of the political parties are now putting out their manifesto. And in those manifestos, their plans, their ideas, the programs that if they were to become the successful party that they would seek to put into play. We also know that someplace in the background lurks the National Development Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to pose a question to you, and we want to get your answers. When you call in, if and when you call in, please keep it short, keep it nice, keep it pithy. The numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. 325-4259. we see three parties, and we're going to focus on the big three today just for the sake of convenience and because, you know, it is what it is. The larger three are the ones who are likely in it with a shot at overall governance for this country. Forward Together Bahamians. It's the people's time for a better life. Let me read that again as a sentence. Those are three separate lines. Forward Together Bahamians. The second one is, it's the people's time. And the third one is, for a better life. The first is from the PLP. The second is from the FNM. And the third is from the DNA. But if I throw all of those words together and create a sentence or two, I would read it as such. Forward Together Bahamians, it's the people's time for a better life.
Well done.
From the three major parties. A combining of a selection of slogans from three major parties. Think about it. These are really abstract statements from three entities vying to become the leadership of the country.
Mm-hmm.
When you combine them, though, they make a very powerful statement. Maybe, just maybe, that's a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Or it's instructive of what should happen as a country. Do we as a nation need to make bigger, broader statements? Is it time to join all the thinking to come up with that big statement, that big idea, which is the future of the Bahamas?
Yeah.
And that's where we want to start the conversation. Is the Bahamas dreaming big enough? Rodney.
For the most part, I think that we can dream bigger. I think that our potential is limited by our vision. I don't even think that's limited to just the leadership. I think just as a whole, as a people, we need to understand what we have and the wealth of knowledge that we have and value the talent that we have within and the capital of the people and the intellect that we have within. And the thing is, as well, the parties pretty much saying as our country's models are put forward on with together. To me, the together part is the most essential part to it.
Mm-hmm.
One, you cannot do anything separate and apart from each other.
Right.
And to your point, if we were to mesh all of the parties' manifestos and visions together, then that's the ultimate goal, that we can do it together and we can go and do leaps and bounds together. And what we have and what we see in the Bahamas do in the past and the potential what the Bahamas has to do in the future, if you take away all these different things, I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's endless. I think that we can continue to dream. I think, honestly, that we are still living off of the dream from majority rule.
Mm-hmm.
That we would be independent of other nations. We'd be standing on our own, be business leaders, different things. And we need to, okay, we've done that. We've not done that. What's next?
Yeah. You know, it is my take when you go through the manifestos, when you go through the plans over the years, and when mm-hmm. you go through the various slogans which are used. And we understand that part of this is marketing. It's PR.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to have something which is catchy, something which is jazzy. But if you step out and put on, you know, wrap yourself in the flag, and you start asking yourself the question, are these documents
mm-hmm.
the ones which are going to take us beyond where we can see?
Yes.
Are these documents the ones or are the plans outlined going to create what we could refer to as exponential growth?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to make that quantum leap into a new future? And while these statements and while the plans are definitely good mm-hmm. in my mind mm-hmm. and
thought of,
are mm-hmm. geared at fixing or addressing current issues,
yes,
there's another side to it. How do you get beyond the thinking? How do you get beyond the mindset which has kept us making incremental progress,
mm-hmm.
but very small incremental progress? And I propose that maybe it's time, which is one of the things I think the National Development Plan attempts or is attempting to do,
mm-hmm.
to make these huge, large statements, this big, massive statement like the Bahamas is going to be the best country in the world, full stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you may say, you know, when did you fall off your bed last night? Did you hit your head? But it doesn't matter. I think we need to get to the point where we start to dream
yeah,
and dream without restrictions.
You think that they write their manifestos with the five-year restriction, though? Because the National Development Plan is geared towards 40 years.
Yeah.
It has that 2040 ceiling, whereas the manifestos, even though they seem to be continuations, they write it as if it's for five years.
Hence the reason I started the way I did. By taking the slogans from the three major parties, you've now, let's assume that those, and they're very good slogans, and they could have a long life. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Let's say that those could take us into the next
20 years.
20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy to say to all Bahamians, forward together.
Yeah.
That's a part of the national...
the motto,
The national anthem, actually, the motto. So forward, onward, together.
Mm-hmm.
You could say to them, it's the people's time.
Yeah.
We are going to focus on moving the people from where they are, whether it's physically, from a financial point of view, whether it's mindset, whether it's health.
Yeah,
you could say that for a long time to come. And you could also say to persons, for a better life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you improve your life from today to tomorrow, you could improve it tomorrow to another day. So we could use those statements. The big idea behind this is when you take those three and you put them together, all of a sudden you're realizing that the sum of the parts becomes huge.
Do you think that's the answer there, though? That instead of fighting against each other, they need to then collaborate of some sort?
Well, not they. You know, and we're not getting into a discussion about the individual parties.
Yes.
We're using this as a backdrop to say when the country comes together and create this canvas against which everything goes forward from here on in is painted, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a whole different outlook. It creates a whole different vista.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, go back to the three statements.
Mm-hmm.
You take the three statements and you create a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes the thinking.
Yeah.
It changes the outlook. We are now going to move Bahamians forward, right? For the sake of the people.
For a
better life. This is a coming together of ideas from diverse places. When you sync up all of them, right, you get something which is fantastic.
So then how in this world, then how do we get to that point? Because I think what stunts our vision is the fact that we nitpicking, it's the fact that we see colors, it's the fact that we see letters, opposed to we see three basic colors, which is aquamarine, gold, and black.
Well, if you look at again and we go back to the three, you would recognize that three groups sat down separately and came up with fantastic taglines. So there is huge value in being separate sometime and different.
Yes.
So diversity holds some value.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also significant amount of value in bringing that diversity together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take 1 + 1 + 1, it's going to equal to 3.
Yes.
When you put those three separate items together, it's larger than 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a recognition that within the construct of the country, you have groupings, you have people, you have interests, which at the end of the day can all be streamlined and focus on a better future.
Yeah.
So the question is, what is that big idea? What is that big future out there? What is it that we want to become? And those are some of the questions that we want to ask this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a clip now, our first clip. And this is from JFK, John F. Kennedy, when he became the president. And he challenged America to do a particular thing. It's in this vein that we are raising the question, where is the big, huge idea for the Bahamas? Is it time for us to come together collectively and make that big idea? Is it the National Development Plan which is going to deliver that? Or will this come out of a maturation, a realization that you can take three disparate pieces, pull them together, and create a powerful marching order for the country? Let's hear this.
But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too. We shall send to the moon, 240,000 miles away from the control station in Houston, a giant rocket more than 300 feet tall, the length of this football field, made of new metal alloys, some of which have not yet been invented, capable of standing heat and stresses, several times more than have ever been experienced, fitted together with a precision better than the finest watch, carrying all the equipment needed for propulsion, guidance, control, communications, food, and survival on an untried mission to an unknown celestial body, and then return it safely to Earth, re-entering the atmosphere at speeds of over 25,000 miles per hour, causing heat about half that on the temperature of the sun, almost as hot as it is here today, and do all this, and do all this, and do it right, and do it first. Before this decade is out, then we must be bold.
And so there you have it, JFK, exhorting the American public to think big. We're going to get a man to the moon, and we're going to come back.
We know how.
And this is a big idea. We don't know how yet. We don't know how we're going to get there, going to do this. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into these discussions. We're going to ask our big 10 plus 1 questions. We would love to hear from you. We'll give out the numbers on the other side. You listen to The Essentials. Come right back.
Hallelujah. I good over evil. I am victorious. Yeah. The enemy lose again.
Victory is mine
again. I good over evil.
Already. Fred, why you can't never do what I ask you?
Man, calm down, everything cool.
Everything always cool, but you running me hot.
I already do everything on my list.
You pay the light bill and the phone bill.
Check.
You get the Bahamas Air tickets for me, and you check the Sky Bahamas tickets for me.
Check.
I know you ain't sending money ground for Junior.
I do that too.
It's okay. You ain't never do everything I ask you.
I been to Cash and Go and do everything on my list.
You pick up dinner too?
Cash and Go ain't start selling chicken yet. Cash and Go, the one-stop shop for bill paying and so many other things.
Big Yard Shipping says yes to everything. Yes to consolidation. Yes to no documentation charges. And yes to flat rate shipping costs. We have no long lines and no hidden cost. Step into the Big Yard for all your shipping needs. You can visit us in the Village Road Shopping Center. Give us a call at 394-4358 or simply visit our website, www.bigyardshipping.com, to sign up for your free U.S. address.
Helping Hands Production is hosting
Gospelosion,
gospel concert in aid of the Women's Crisis Center, to purchase hospital equipment at Golden Gates Assemblies, Saturday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m. sharp. International winning God artists of Jamaica, Junior Scott and Friends, also Christian Massive, DJ Counts, Golden Gates Assembly Praise and Dance, Therese Davis, the CTK Chorale, the Police Choir, Len Johnson and Family, the Hummingbird Singers and Dancers, Box Office, Pepper and Spice, Doreen's Takeaway, Fades, and Beverly's Kitchen, sponsored by PTC and Touch of Class.
Pepper and Spice, Takeaway and Catering Services, offers you the best in curry chicken, curry mutton, jerk pork, jerk chicken, ackee and codfish, oxtail, brown stew chicken, roti chicken, roti mutton, rum cake, carrot cake, and so much more. Pepper and Spice, Takeaway and Catering Services, Madera Street, Palmdale, opposite Andrew Aiken. Call them 242-601-2028.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Well, the years have come and the years have gone, still the same.
Welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to the sound of Jimmy Cliff's Journey. At the end of the day, we may be traveling far, we may be traveling wide, but you cannot get weary and you have to keep thinking, you have to keep dreaming. Is there a connection between governance and dreaming, or put another way, is there a connection between governance and the ability for effective visioning?
If we were to go on to the clip with JFK, he kind of tied into that. He had the dream personally of carrying a man to the moon. Mm-hmm. And he used his office of presidency to then empower and encourage other people to have that excitement. Because right. I remember from that speech, that put a fire in NASA. Because now NASA's like, okay, now we need to make sure that we can back up these wild claims that the guy who is now our president is giving us for. Yeah. And it is tied because somebody has us a vision. Yes. Someone has us a dream. And I love the fact that he said he don't know where these medals are, how we get there, but this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And that simple concept is something that's all you need.
Yes.
Just tell us we could be better. Okay, then we can work on what better is, but mm-hmm. you tell we could be better, I believe you, we can ride with you. And that's something that's all you need.
At the end, he says, we have to be bold.
Yes.
And this is the whole idea. You know, when we ask these questions, we don't ask them from a place of criticism as to what exists. Because even if you were good, and you consider yourself to be very good, right?
Yeah.
There's always room for growth. There's always room for definitely. Advancing. We like to draw a reference to Singapore from time to time. And the fact that Singapore was this backwater colonial country, which have its own set of problems, mm-hmm. Kicked out of the Malaysian Confederation, if you will, mm-hmm. in 1965, mm-hmm. and found itself on its own with a hugely diverse population. I think about 70% Chinese, mm-hmm. another grouping of Indians. There's some Malay. You have some persons from Europe and so on and so forth. But they have significant ethnic diversity. And they had to find a way to become what they were today. And if you read Lee Kuan Yew's book, which is From Third to First World, basically, they set out intentionally to create the Singapore that is today. They made some bold moves. Mm-hmm. They say, this is what we are going to become. And they found the people. You know, we always hear of jump, then build your wings on the way down.
I love it. Yeah.
It sounds ridiculous because when somebody say that, you picture yourself physically maybe jumping from a plane or a high building.
Yeah.
And you know in the physical state, you're going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
But metaphorically, or from a point of view of dreaming, or you know, kind of focusing your consciousness,
the leap of faith,
you made the move. That's exactly what JFK did. He said, "We're going to the moon," and then he said, "Guess what? We don't know how to get there."
And by him saying that, what he did too, he caused accountability because him saying that, him being bold and making that statement. Mm-hmm. Now Russia was listening in too. He said, "Hold on. You won't go to the moon. We can go faster.
We're going there too."
And then that caused a competition.
But he not only said we were going to the moon, we're going there first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he made this huge, bold statement as to where he sees his country.
Yes.
And so here is a galvanizing force as a president coming together and calling all Americans.
Yeah.
And say, here is a force, here is a cause mm-hmm. that we can rally around, right?
Yes.
Which is going to make us
better.
The leaders of the world. We're going to be better.
Thank
because
you,
the alloys, mm-hmm. which are needed to resist the type of heat to go to and come from the moon, have not yet been made.
Mm-hmm.
So through that speech, I mean, it's a larger speech. We took a clip from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is spurning industries.
Yeah.
Right? He's causing technology to move forward.
Instantly making
careers.
He's
causing
jobs,
persons to start thinking about what is possible based on what they currently have.
Mm-hmm.
What that does in the long run is, though the manifestation is a rocket taking off and eventually going to the moon,
mm-hmm.
what has been left behind is a huge quantum shift
in
industries. The application of new materials.
Mm-hmm.
Those same materials now not only apply to spaceship, but they apply to medical use. They apply mm-hmm. to industrial use. You have a new set of scientists mm-hmm. who are studying, well, how does these metals, you know, function in a zero gravity environment? Things like this.
Yeah.
And so, by creating this big vision, you create excitement, you mm-hmm. create a force which pushes people yeah. forward.
One thing is Miles Monroe quoted as the Walt Disney's stories when he sat down on a bench one day and someone asked him, "Mr. Disney, what are you looking at?"
Mm-hmm.
"I'm looking at my mountain."
Right.
He said, "I don't see any mountain." Huh? And then fast forward when he died, when they just opened up Space Mountain,
mm-hmm.
they was like, "Oh, well, we're unfortunate. It's unfortunate that Mr. Disney didn't see the mountain come to fruition." Mm-hmm. And then his wife came, "No, no, he saw that mountain first."
Yes.
Y'all are just seeing this mountain. Seen it really, and I think even him saying that that mountain was there caused other people, because I'm sure he didn't made it with his hands, but he had that vision that encouraged other people to join in that vision and then create something big. Same thing with the government. Once you have that person with that bold statement,
mm-hmm.
say, "We can do this thing different." And then, like you say, jump. And I love that adage, you jump and make your wings, because you're going to get catch and something's going to give.
Right.
And even if you fall, at least you fall forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think the same thing is needed for the country. Make that bold statement. Let us follow behind you. You are our leaders. Tell us where you want us to go. And I don't think we're going to knock you with the direction you want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell us which direction you're going in.
Right.
And I think we'll be forward. We'll be fine with that as well.
One other thing from JFK's speech, which I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
He said that within this decade, and if you know anything about the presidential system, he can only be in office for eight years.
Yeah.
Now, we all knew he didn't make it very far. He was assassinated, right?
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, there was the possibility that if he remained alive, he would not have been in the White House when
division come to fruition. And even with that too, he put a time on it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just say, we're going to the moon. No, he said, "We're going to the moon,
right.
We're going first, right. And we're going now."
Right.
So that made everybody say, "Okay, how are we going to make this happen now?" And I think that statement is even better, because you're not just making an arbitrary statement. Okay, we're going to do this now.
Yeah.
If we bring to the bombers going to be better in the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means 40. We got 40 years to make this thing make sense. That's why the vision makes sense. By 2040, it should look like this.
Yes.
That means you have your deadline now. Okay, so what we need to do to make sure it looks like this. And once you have somebody telling you your deadline, like, "To work, I need this report to be finished by tomorrow." "I don't know what you need to do, but you need to make it finished by tomorrow." Now you're going to think, okay, what I need to do? What information I need? What resources I need? What people I need to bring in? Same thing with the country. If you say, "Well, our educational system is going to be the best in the region, and the next 20 years is going to be the best in the region," then the people in education who head that area is going to be, okay, we need to start pulling the resources down. Yeah, because definitely. We have a mandate that we need to make this work.
Definitely.
Let's make it work.
So here we are at a point where we are asking... Are we asking the big questions? So one of the first questions we want to throw out, and like I said, we encourage you to call in if you will, and respond to these, or to share your own big idea if you consider to that. So this is our big 10 plus one. The first one is, let's say as an overarching state of affairs, the Bahamas want to be the best country to live and work in 15 years. How do you see that? How does that fit into the apparatus of your thinking? Can the Bahamas become one of the best countries in the Americas in 15 years to live and work? Do we have the capacity for that?
In my opinion, we do. Not just because our tax system is one of the better in the region, or because our dollars are on par with the states, or because our people are friendly, because we have the capacity to do so much more. We have so much needs industry-wise in the Bahamas that if you were to facilitate one of those industries and you could pull people in. If you look back at our past, look at the pineapple industry, we led the area for pineapples. People mm-hmm. came to us for pineapples,
right.
And we see we export so much other things that if you were to revive one of those businesses, then definitely people will come, and you have countless foreign direct deposits who come here who jump to the opportunity to work in the Bahamas. And definitely the Bahamas can be, and going back to not can be, will be, if we have that point. But you need to say how we'll be the best because of our financial field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means what, where are we signed for one in terms of our competition in our financial industry? And now what do we need to do to surpass the competition?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that need to look?
Yeah.
And if you say best of education is the best place for teachers to work, okay, then how does it look? Mm-hmm. And then once we take that true introspective to assess where we are at now, then we know how to move forward.
Definitely. So, you know, let's assume that Prime Minister Rodney Bain
speaking of me,
was out there saying to people, "Look, I've just been recently elected, and as part of my plan, we're going to be, in 15 years,
yes,
one of the best countries to live and work in the Americas.
Yes.
A couple of things. Again, let's make the parallel with the clip that we listened to
JFK,
earlier.
Yeah.
15 years is well outside the potential one-year cycle, yes, of any political party,
yes,
based on the system of governance here. So that matches up with that. So it, you as a prime minister saying that, mm-hmm, recognize that if this is to be successful, then chances are somebody else may have to take the baton and run with that.
Yes.
But you're totally cool with that.
Yes, that means you remove your ego from,
yes,
it.
Yes. It also says, look, people, we are setting this within a context. We want to be the best to live and work within the region.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that we need to do, as you alluded to, Rodney? You need to step back, clear the deck, and say, this is where we are today.
Yes.
Here are all of the other countries which are ahead of us, and this is what it's going to take to get beyond that. Do we have the resources? What is it that we need to develop? What are the plans that we need to put in place? If you take a industry, for example, say the tourism industry,
mm-hmm,
how do we match up with Jamaica, with Cuba, with Brazil? Because we're not just talking Caribbean now. We say, no, the Americas, the, yes, entire place. So we're shooting for big.
Yeah.
How do we match up industry-wise against them? Are they better in terms of the sites?
Yeah.
Are they better in terms of service? Are they better in terms of the value proposition, in that if you give a dollar, mm-hmm, they walk away feeling that they get $5 in Cuba and 50 cents here in the Bahamas, mm-hmm, or is it the other way around? What are the things which we do better than they do?
Yeah.
And then you start to work on the strengths,
mm-hmm,
right? You enhance that, and you get to the point where you say, okay, now that we are moving forward, how do we continue this momentum?
Yeah.
How do we buy in? How do we get the people to work towards this? Because it's the people's time,
mm-hmm,
for a better life.
Mm.
And we're asking all the Bahamians to move
forward together
on this, right? So you take all of these things and you lay them out very carefully.
Yes.
And you set out on a deliberate path to say, this is what we're going to do. So if 5 years from today, our new prime minister is Prime Minister Simba,
mm-hmm,
right? The country would have bought into this whole idea of being the best in the Americas. This would have already been embedded in the psyche of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been totally accepted regardless of who's political,
yeah,
stance,
yeah,
regardless of racial stance,
mm-hmm,
regardless of the way you see the country. This is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so Prime Minister Simba,
mm-hmm,
would continue the journey.
And the thing is with that too, when you make it not just about the person, that's why I love what Kennedy intentionally said outside of his scope, mm-hmm, he lets you know up front, this isn't about me.
No.
This is about us.
Right.
So then you definitely buy in because you have a personal stake into it, yeah, now. Because I think people give you pushback when they think, well, Hubert trying to get the glory for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to make Hubert happy. But if Hubert is saying that,
yeah, no, I mean Hubert Edwards, right?
Yeah, yeah. But if Edwards, if AG say, well, no, all of us will benefit from it, then that's a different look on it. Because then now I see myself in what you see,
right?
And now I have a definite buy-in now, because I'm not looking for you to motivate me,
mm-hmm,
because I'm seeing me in you, so I'm motivating myself. Yeah.
Let me give you an example. Just taking this the tourism thing just a little bit further.
Yeah.
Persons travel around the Americas. Let's say you went down to Central America.
Mm-hmm.
You going to visit the Mayan temples, right? There are pyramids, I understand, down there. I have never been there.
I look forward to going there.
But we know there's none in the Bahamas.
No.
Over in Cuba, you have the old nostalgia of it just being open.
Yes.
This is the most, I think, European country in outside of Europe, yeah, or certainly, yeah, within the region, which a lot of people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
You have the huge Spanish influence and all that sort of stuff, right? You are then forced to ask yourself the questions, well, if they have that and we don't,
mm-hmm,
what is it that we have that we can use and maximize? One of the things we always hear is that the underutilization of our marine resources,
mm-hmm,
and the way we do it, the extent to which we use historical facts,
mm-hmm,
as a part of the tourism product, you know, Columbus landed someplace down the road, so it is said.
Mm-hmm.
He discovered, he was actually lost, found his way someplace on the shore.
But so, it was the first landfall in the New World.
How do you take those and package
and market it
to create a offering?
A uniqueness.
Which none of the other people can.
Mm-hmm.
And so these large, big idea questions mm-hmm. are designed to push us in those direction to say, we are going to be big, we're going to be good, and we're going to be the best.
Yeah.
And I think if, as the we would have seen with the creation of the National Development Plan, if you're familiar with the process, a significant amount of persons contributed to that.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is a product. The question is whether or not this product is going to have legs,
mm-hmm.
is going to be taken forward if there is a shift in regime,
mm-hmm.
whether or not that there's constancy in that whole process. And so the big ticket items, we are going to the moon. There's only one moon.
Yeah.
So if you come up with some other idea of going to the same moon, it doesn't matter because we are all going to the moon. And I think for the Bahamas, it is one of those questions which need to be asked, which need to be answered, and which need to be embedded in the psyche,
mm-hmm.
which is going to transform this country from, you know, persons say, it's one of the greatest little country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I like to ask the question, why don't you just drop the little?
I agree with you, Jordan.
Why not one of the greatest country in the world? Now, some persons again may say, you're not thinking smartly. You're not making sense. But if you're going to dream, and the dream is yours, and you have full control over mm-hmm. it, why limit yourself in the first
place? And I think that's what JFK did. JFK didn't limit his vision to just the Americas, you know. Yeah. He didn't say, we're going to be the best on this side of the world, or we're going to be the best country, the best state. No. We're going to be the best in the world.
And there's only one moon.
Exactly.
And we first going there.
And so, of course, that's going to perk up other people's ears around the world. And that's why, to your point, don't limit yourself to this country. No, we're the best country regardless.
Definitely. So we talk about the example of Singapore. We're going to take a clip now on that same country. And this is about them building the future. Singapore being future ready.
Mm-hmm.
Within a digital environment, developing entities, developing the facilities or the environment which you create new classes of entrepreneurs. So let's hear this, and when we come back, we'll ask some more of our top 10 or our big 10 plus mm-hmm. one question. Let's hear this.
Singapore is harnessing technology to the fullest, creating more opportunities for innovation, building strong communities, and improving the lives of citizens. This is a smart nation. This is Singapore. A key part of this vision is connectivity. Already, Singapore has a mobile penetration rate of 150% and is preparing next-generation seamless connectivity. Businesses and individuals can tap into open government data, encouraging the co-creation of innovative solutions. Real-time transport data is already bringing some exciting opportunities.
We need to empower the commuters with information, and information comes from data, where we share data openly with the public. And developers, industry, entrepreneurs can use those data to spur innovation, to co-create solutions together with the government, and actually benefit all Singapore citizens.
One North is a unique business community, a conducive ecosystem designed to facilitate new business ventures and nurture innovation.
This space is becoming like the hub of entrepreneurship here in Singapore. It's like you get the ease of connectivity to startup companies, to research institutes, to government bodies. And these are people that you want to hold very closely to you. You have innovators, people who are always coming out with new products, innovative products, and they're always looking at making a difference. It's about rubbing off positive energy off each other, and it just escalates, snowballs from there, and this is what gets everybody excited about this whole place.
Singapore's new TWAS terminal will be one of the largest and most technologically advanced deep water ports in the world.
Our Next Generation Port Initiative is part of the efforts to support Singapore's visions to become a smart nation. Our Next Generation Vessel Traffic Management System will have new capabilities such as predictive analytics to forecast potential congestion hotspot within the port waters. It will also have sense-making capability, and with the introduction of new technologies, that will also give us an opportunity to upscale our workforce to handle higher value tasks and to manage new systems and new technologies.
a strategic crossroad of the world, committed to the future. Smart Nation Singapore.
Smart Nation Singapore. So let's pose another of our questions, Rodney. Can the Bahamas become the first smart country in the Caribbean?
Definitely, man. And the reason why I say definitely, because of our proximity to the states and our proximity to our ease of travel that we have in the Bahamas.
Is that the reason?
And the reason why I started open to say that, because you are exposed to a lot. And when you're exposed to a lot, you will bring that thing back. The reason why, this is what I've heard, why people don't come back home to bring their talents, because they don't have the opportunity to work.
Yeah.
But if your leader can say, we need you to come back home, those degrees you got, those subjects we don't have for, we'll make an industry for you. We need that technology savviness to come here to help us get to that point, to say that we can be the first smart nation. So teach us how to be the first smart nation and give us an example. If, going back to Kennedy, we're going to be the first smart nation, come back home and help us make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to register to say, you know what? Let me make my country better. Let me contribute to my country better.
Right,
and
right.
Find a way to export it to make it an industry. So
I think the Bahamas is geographically well-placed for this experiment to start.
Yeah.
And we have heard different parties speak about this from time to time,
yeah.
From the political directorate. Given the fact that you have from all the way down in Inagua,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to mm-hmm. Bimini, this is a ripe environment to pull people together through technology.
Yeah.
And I think the question that we are throwing out here is, can we become
the
first smart country yeah. in the Caribbean in 5 years?
And the reason why I say yes, and boy, you cost me an excited. The reason why I say yes is a simple thing, you know, because smart, if you look at it, the fact that they have smart TVs and smart fridges is ridiculous. But if we can say that we can connect people, and that's just the same thing as smart, we can connect people that you could pick up a phone mm-hmm. and call somebody from Inagua. That would be even more, because my thing is, I've heard people talking about building physical bridges within Nassau and Natchez, but you could make a digital bridge in terms of they can transfer resources, transfer technology, just transfer different things.
Yeah.
We have it.
Yeah, I think definitely. And there are so many examples. We'll hear from one of them later on in the show. Yeah. Estonia,
yeah.
which has effectively created e-government
yes.
and created an old environment where you can do just about every single thing online. I understand where we have a caller. Caller, you're on the essentials. Go ahead. Hello, caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm calling off of my computer, so I'm going to do the best I can. I wanted to answer the first question and see you guys moved on to the second in terms of dreaming and governance. And I think it's important, like you mentioned before, to take into consideration the history of the country and the culture in shaping it. And I wanted to give, I guess, my perspective or what I think the dream could be for the Bahamas. Ahead. And it would really be to develop, in terms of a long-term vision, it would be to develop the country as an entrepot, to actually have that as the grand vision for the Bahamas, to say in the next 20 years, we're going to be the most efficient entrepot that there is. And an entrepot is a location that uses services and specializes in services and profits from it, but also develops an export industry on the side. And it is what Singapore does, wherein tourism is not the key product, but it is a part of the big picture. And to really have a structure for the country in that way, that big, I think that's where we need to go. And it aligns with the history of the country as well.
Yeah, but what are some of the fundamental changes that you think would be necessary for us to, one, start moving in that direction and eventually get there?
Well, education for the start, for people to even be aware, like you said, to have a vision to reach for. So I think it's important that you know, well, okay, this is what we're going to aim for, to become an entrepreneur, and let's get this now. I think also because based upon our history, it's also important that we pay attention to the needs of China and what China needs and what they are looking at
mm-hmm.
and respond to them accordingly as well, based upon our function in being a service provider and capitalizing
on
that.
You're seeing China as a huge market opportunity for the Bahamas.
Yeah, most definitely. It was At first, it was the U.S., the derived with the U.S., and now I definitely think we're headed towards China, and it would be forward-looking and in terms of a big vision and a big grand plan to direct our resources in that way, and we'd stay ahead of the game and on top of the game by looking at that market carefully and strategically deciding where we're going to be placed. Mm-hmm. Instead of being placed by China, let's decide where we are going to place ourselves in relation to them.
So it's important that we become intentional in wheresoever our destination lies.
Intentional long-term, because I think we are intentional short-term in that we want profits, we're seeking capital gains, so we are intentional that we want to grasp things, but in terms of intentional long-term investing in the people, that is probably what I'm talking about.
So effectively you're saying that, yes, there are some goals, but the goals may not be broad enough, and consequently they may not be sustainable for the long haul, and ultimately what we will glean out of this whole process or out of the interaction following your vision would be suboptimal.
It wouldn't just be saying that we're not sustainable. It would be, I like to look at the Bahamas as a very flexible and fluid place. Mm-hmm. So I would take the negative and flip it on a positive. And I say we are very fluid. We adapt very easily. We can change very easily. And use that as an advantage.
Okay, definitely.
And use that as an advantage to build the people and to build the nation and to become a great nation.
Okay, caller, would like to thank you so much for your inputs. Great points. And definitely, we want to see the Bahamas in that place. I think the Bahamas have the ability to grow and grow significantly. But as you indicated, it has to be a longer term vision. It has to be a longer term focus. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to get into some more of our questions. Our second question was, will the Bahamas be the first real smart country in the Caribbean in 5 years? Let's take a break. When we come back, we raise the others. And hopefully, we'll hear from you. We'll get some answers. But if not, Rodney will answer each of them.
Definitely.
You listen to The Essentials. Come right back.
Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm.
Always wanted to start your own business, but didn't have the capital to fund it? The Own Bahamas program is committed to accelerating the economic development of the country by providing Bahamians with entrepreneurial opportunities. We are looking for persons who display the motivation to own and operate a startup. I want to own a part of my Bahamas. How about you? Sponsored by the Island Luck Cares Foundation, empowering Bahamians through ownership.
For the best jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balu's. Pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balu's, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balu's, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balu's jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
Carib Auto Care.
Carib Auto Care. We fix it right the first time.
Total auto repairs and services for all your Japanese, European, and American vehicles.
And we offer pickup and drop-off service.
Full-time mechanics on duty.
We offer the best in spray jobs using the highest quality spray material.
Call us today at 601-4943.
601-4943.
Or 423-1340. Or you can find us at 21 Paradale Road.
Oh, and don't forget, store hours are
Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Carib Auto Care. We fix it right the first time. Your total auto repair and service.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. Thank you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed.
Welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to the song. Mr. Producer, we have to think about choosing these slow starting songs. Sometimes they seem to go on forever. Definitely, we want to move our question forward. Miles Monroe, in his book, The Power of Vision, talks about he makes a statement, no great work was ever done by just one person. In other words, you don't receive a vision just for yourself.
No.
You receive this vision so that it can become something larger. And it also states that we must cooperate with those whom we share a corporate vision, so a big vision.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're here discussing, creating this big corporate vision for the Bahamas,
yes,
where you and I and everybody else can lock into that,
mm-hmm,
and so to move ourselves forward. So let's raise another question, Rodney. As the caller earlier, who was very eloquent in her delivery, outlined, she mentioned the fact that not just from looking at one industry, i.e. tourism,
mm-hmm,
she was making reference to Singapore. But let's say the Bahamas was to declare that in 10 years, it would be the leader in ecotourism, not just straight like that, right?
Yeah.
But that ecotourism would be contributing X percentage of GDP. And further, ecotourism would then be at least 25% of all overall tourism earnings.
That's doable. No idea, that's doable. Look at what we have. Like how you said earlier, look at the things that we have. One of the things, one of the small businesses that people have on the island is fishing lodges,
mm-hmm,
especially bone fishing lodges. If you were to really put money behind the bone fishing lodges, that's something that we have. The tongue in the ocean, the deepest part of the Atlantic Ocean,
mm-hmm,
right off Andres. That's something you could put in there. We have so many different names. One of the largest reefs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's ecotourism there. And we have sharks. We have different things just in our waters. So sport fishing, just observing, submarine diving, because you know they had shipwrecking years, decades back. You still have sunken ships.
Mm-hmm.
That's tourism there. You have so many things. Not just the water. That isn't the national parks that they have, that we have online. The animals that we have on the reserve, the flamingos, the turtles, the different things that we have there. So it's definitely there. It's just that now money needs to go behind it.
Yes. But one of the things I like about this question, and that may be a little bit presumptuous since we came up with the questions, is not only does it say you're going to grow in ecotourism,
no, it says how,
but it is also pushing growth relative to what you currently have.
Yes.
And so if you want to earn, let's say it's going to be $500 million,
mm-hmm,
as a percentage, you work that out as a percentage of GDP, or
yeah,
$100 million.
Yeah.
So you set in a target. Mm-hmm. X amount of GDP must be contributed by ecotourism. That's our target in 10 years. But you're also saying that I want ecotourism to be 25% of the usual tourism dollars.
Yeah.
Right? This is not a call necessarily for there to be a reduction in what you currently have. It's not like you have a dollar and you carve out 25 cents, right? It is a call for an increase,
mm-hmm,
in the tourism space,
mm-hmm,
of which ecotourism will make up still 25% of that increased portion.
Yeah.
And so we take the view that when you throw these big questions out there, you're challenging persons to do more,
mm-hmm,
to think about where the opportunities are. You pointed out some just now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the points were marine-oriented.
Yeah.
But like you said, there's the land.
Yeah.
There's, for example, let's dream up something, Cat Island.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Island is an environment which is well-known for spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, some people may call it something. Around that idea that this is a African-centric spiritual environment, could be built a lot of things,
mm-hmm,
where persons would go.
Mm-hmm.
They would not be sitting up in a hotel, which is using AC, right?
Yeah.
They would be in a condo,
mm-hmm,
which is like a hut.
Mm-hmm.
They would be in an environment which replicates a settlement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would effectively be living like the people live today, or even yet, better yet,
mm-hmm.
how we lived in yesteryear.
Yeah.
So the food may be cooked outside mm-hmm. or in a communal kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
The pastry will be baked in a clay oven.
I don't come in this place now.
Yeah, so there are opportunities yeah. for us to ask questions like these and set out to expanding the tourism product.
But the thing is, though, with these visions, you cannot have limitations on it. I think and that's why it's important for this type of stuff to come from leadership. Because if leadership were to give the mandate that in the next 15 years it's going to happen, then they're not going to put the limitations on the person who wants to then add to that idea. Because what's going to happen now is that if you say in the next 15 years, we're going to bring up ecotourism, give us the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That means that whatever, like I have the Cat Island Outdoor Hut, or I got the Bonefish Lodge Nantes, or just the donkey experience
yeah.
in Anagua. Because you then is trusting my vision, because my vision is not your vision,
mm-hmm.
then now that's going to help. But I think that's why it's important for it to come from the top. Going back to JFK, if somebody else were to tell JFK we're going to the moon,
mm-hmm.
it would probably met more resistance, because then he would say, well, this isn't my vision.
Yeah.
But because he is saying we're going to the moon, you need to make it happen so we can go. Now people come with the out-of-the-box ideas and yeah. to help. Yeah,
definitely. Let's take this clip again. We, you know, jumping around, but we want to hear from Estonia. And Estonia is an environment which has gone pretty much totally digital. So as we talk about these ideas, one of the questions we asked was whether or not the Bahamas can become this real smart country. We'll hear from Estonia of how they're doing it in terms of developing their e-government. Let's get this clip.
When Estonia regained independence in the 90s, the politicians understood that this is a great opportunity to start from the scratch. We have IT everywhere. You can do everything apart from marrying, divorcing, and notary's chamber. You can do everything online. So, and obviously banking, e-invoicing, mobile payments, and therefore, which is a pilot today, NFC plus mobile identification. So paying for anything with a mobile phone. This is a very, very close future for us. Our telcos always were supporting infrastructure development, and they should take the leading role in that, because internet is a must-have, because when there is no democratic channel as the internet, you cannot offer the services. Imagine I'm in Germany and I have asthma and I don't have any medicine. I will have to go to the doctor. The doctor will have to confirm the diagnosis, and then he will give me some paper, and then I go to the pharmacy. In our case, it's just as simple as it can be. I call my main doctor, who knows me, been treating me, and then she puts a digital prescription. And with my ID card, I can visit any pharmacy in the country, and I can pick it up. The government is not requesting any data that they already have somewhere in their databases, because they can just simply exchange that electronically. So no bureaucracy, no administration. This is a medicine in 10 minutes' time after a phone call to the doctor. So this is life in Estonia.
That's the Estonia experience, where basically all information has been pushed from a central point. Mm-hmm. Information that you have with the government. So, for example, if you were to go to get a business license,
mm-hmm.
they're not asking you what your name.
Yeah.
Show me your birth certificate, show me your ID. They already have this information
mm-hmm.
from you. And why Estonia, I think, is important, right? We talk about Singapore all the time, and maybe sometime too much. Singapore has been on this trot for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Estonia, on the other hand, was not Estonia in 1994. The Estonia of today was not. It was recently started.
Mm-hmm.
Another there's an African country, the is it Ghana, but the country which had the ethnic cleansing, where they killed maybe about a million people,
mm-hmm.
has a similar example, where today their city is becoming one of the best cities in Africa, and a smart city to boot. And so you could use those as early example, near examples, if you will, as to what is possible.
I think what it was, just the leadership accepted that where they were at, they didn't like. and they wanted to change it.
Yeah, well, in most instances, they didn't have a case. Estonia, for example, has been invaded by every single country, including the Russians.
Yeah.
And, of course, this other African country was coming out to this huge disaster. Couple other questions before we get into a break. Our big goals. One of the things that if I had to make one, I would call for, I'd say we would want 99% literacy and numeracy amongst all persons under age 35, and a 20% incremental improvement in functional literacy over the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So all persons under 35, we want to get them to the highest level as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But we recognize that there are some other persons. And so the big thing is, over the next 5 years, each of the next 5 years, we're hitting a 20% reduction,
mm-hmm.
which all things being equal would, you know, approximate to full 100% at the end of 5 years, and you could boast full literacy within the country. I think that is important.
And as with everything you question so far, is doable, because if you say under 35, for sure from from 5 to 17, you can roll it up, because you can make it. In order to leave school, you have to read. So you can say, okay, from the 17 to the people in college, or say the persons who are working some sort of job, make it mandated to the business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Say, because this is a government mandate for you to hire somebody, you cannot discriminate them if they cannot read. But before their probation ends, you have to ensure that they can read at a grade 5 level.
Definitely. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask the rest of the questions, and we are going to wrap up. We're going to also hear from the father of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew, as he talks about how his country moved from where they were to where they are today. You listen to The Essentials. Come right back.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last.
Vineyard Shipping says yes to everything. Yes to consolidation. Yes to no documentation charges. And yes to flat rate shipping costs. We have no long lines and no hidden cost. Step into the big yard for all your shipping needs. You can visit us in the Village Road Shopping Center. Give us a call at 394-4358 or simply visit our website, www.bigyardshipping.com, to sign up for your free U.S. address.
What you doing home already? Fred, why you can't never do what I ask you?
Man, calm down. Everything cool?
Everything always cool, but you running me hot.
I already do everything on my list.
You pay the light bill and the phone bill.
Check.
You get the Bahamas Air tickets for me, and you check the Sky Bahamas tickets for me.
Check.
I know you ain't sending money ground for Junior.
I do that too.
It's okay. You ain't never do everything I ask you.
I been to Cash and Go and do everything on my list.
You pick up dinner too?
Cash and Go ain't start selling chicken yet. Cash and Go, your one-stop shop for bill paying and so many other things.
Pepper and Spice takeaway and catering services offers you the best in curry chicken, curry mutton, jerk pork, jerk chicken, ackee and codfish, oxtail, brown stew chicken, roti mutton, rum cake, carrot cake, and so much more. Pepper and Spice takeaway and catering services, Madera Street, Palmdale, opposite Andrew Aiken. Call 242-601-2028.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Essentials. As we ask some of the questions we've pretty much asking, is there a connection between governance and dreaming? Is there an essential connection? We listen to Julian Believe playing in the background. You know, you have to believe. You have to believe that when you ask these big questions and you answer them, the country has the capacity. We have the people within it who can make it. I just want to throw out a couple of other questions, and then we'll take this clip. Number 6, which is where we're at, would be, the Bahamas would be best in class in education within 10 years.
Yes.
And so you would go out and you would look at some of those Nordic countries, Finland, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth.
Who
and you would
and
say,
same now.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be the best at that. Number 7 is, number 1 free port or free zone in the Americas, based on size. Obviously, you have to make some adjustments for size and all that sort of thing, right? But from the point of view of the range of services that it produces and its contribution to national investment inflows, and you'd want to be the best at this within 15 years. Mm-hmm. Number one destination for healthcare in 15 years. And by healthcare, we would include general, sports, and vanity. Vanity is, you know, the people who want to come nip and tuck.
Think about it now. Imagine if they were to have a plastic surgery out in Nagua, where nobody can see, you know, they make a lot. Because the thing is, with those surgeries, you need time to heal.
Yes.
So come on, man. That alone, just the exclusivity of the islands that we have and the keys that we have, it's possible.
You go soak in the mud baths and calcium stuff. So that too would be a function of a percentage of GDP, how much of the GDP you would want to earn vis-a-vis what we would consider to be regular tourism. Number nine, the top exporter of marine-based products in the Caribbean.
Definitely.
These products would be vertically and horizontally diversified. What we mean by that, for example, you're not only selling lobsters, mm-hmm. but you're selling lobsters in tin. You're selling conch in tin. Mm-hmm. So you have a whole set of diversification taking place. You have the individual who goes on the sea and catch the fish. Mm-hmm. You have an individual who runs a packing house. Mm-hmm. You have an individual who runs a cannery. Mm-hmm. And you have an individual who use
exported
waste pieces and make, what they call it, broth.
Jewelry.
Just broth.
Yeah. And then you get the people made the jewelry, so?
It's a whole range. Yeah. So that would be one of the areas we throw there, right? And then number 10, the best in class for immigration management policies, which would then underline the creation of internal economies across the breadth of the country. And that would be driven through fiscal policies, so you would have your concessions and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But by internal economies, I mean, if an individual wants to come into the country, mm-hmm. say, you say to him, here are the requirements, but you're going to Inagua. And when you get to Inagua, here are the concessions which are available. This is our fiscal plan. Mm-hmm. And so you go into Inagua, you set the business up, mm-hmm. you create economies around that. Mm-hmm. We will give you concession maybe for persons for a number of years, right? Yeah. But the whole idea is that you are going where we have intentionally decided the development is going to come from.
To say said that, you know, when they had the industries, they have factory towns, and then they have university towns.
Yes.
And they put a school in the middle of nowhere, and they planted a town around it.
You,
and going back to your point, they said, we need money over there, go over there.
You create economies around that. And then you decide not only where they're going, but what they're going to do there.
Yeah.
So given that we are an archipelago and we are split across this wide mass of sea, you can then make a determination, what is Inagua going to be known for internationally?
Yeah.
What is Eleuther going to be known for? What is Andres going to be known for? And you can build these up into becoming very significant industries. Right. Let's take this clip now from Mr. Lee Kuan Yew. We will take clip number 5 from Lee Kuan Yew as he speaks about Singapore and how they dreamed the country forward.
The present generation below 35 has grown up used to high economic growth year after year, and they take security and success for granted. And because they believe that all is well, they are less willing to make sacrifices for the benefit of the others in society, and they are more concerned about their individual and family's welfare and success, not the community's or the society's well-being. But this is very dangerous, because things can go terribly wrong, terribly quickly. These people are simply not aware of Singapore's vulnerabilities. All they read about is that Singapore is either number one or number two as the most competitive country, number one or number two as a seaport or airport, or has number one or number two as the airline. And from time to time, they complain that we are driving the people too hard. making life too stressful. So why not settle for number three or number four or number five? Does it matter? My answer is, yes, it does matter. For if we are not near the top in competitiveness, there is no reason why we should have a seaport at all, or an airport, or an airline. A population base of 3 million, and you run a Boeing fleet that SIA has? There must be something special that made SIA what it is. Indeed, if we are not that something special, why should there be a separate independent Singapore in existence at all? And that is the awful simple truth.
That's the truth. Awful simple truth.
And so there we hear it from Lee Kuan Yew. He's saying you have to want to be the best. You have to want to be number one. It may not be the exact same scenario here in the Bahamas where persons thinking everything is okay. But the fact is that there is a generation of persons who have grown up outside of the struggle,
yes,
so to speak.
Definitely.
And
30 plus,
you could become 30 complacent. The country could become complacent as a whole. That if you want this new future, of course you have to decide it is right. Then you're gonna have to work at it. Let's get some concluding words. Let's take our final clip from Lee Kuan Yew as he push people or he speak to them as to the way forward. And this is one is an interesting one. There are a couple of blank spots on it, but it's not that we've gone off here, it's that he's choking up in this particular speech. Let's hear this.
When I set out my Singapore dream, I was a young man of 20 plus, working with the unions from 1952, was for a democratic society, keen, vibrant, a united people, who, regardless of race, language, and religion, and those words mean a very powerful forces at work. Don't believe it's just three words, race, language, and religion. They are deep emotional pulls that tugs you and makes you do things your common sense tells you you should not be doing. A society based on justice and equality, which will achieve happiness, prosperity, and progress for the nation. My colleagues, younger, more dreamy-eyed, settled the words of our pledge. We did not focus our eyes on our navels, or we would have missed that rainbow in the sky. We pursued them. And that was how we came to build today's Singapore. For the young, let me tell you, the sky has turned brighter. There's a glorious rainbow that beckons those with the spirit of adventure. And there are rich findings at the end of that rainbow. To the young and to the not so old, I say, look at that horizon. Follow that rainbow. Go ride it. Not all will be rich. Quite a few will find a grain of gold. Dig it up.
Find a grain of gold and dig it up. We'll clean out the time, Rodney. Your final words.
This is awesome conversation. I, and you sparked some stuff in me that I
You ain't got to necessarily wait on people to have the vision for, but yeah, I'm going to find my goal.
You got to find your rainbow and drive it.
Yes.
Here on The Essentials, we believe, we propose and we believe that the collective genius within those of those within the borders of the Bahamas, citizens and residents alike, and those in the diaspora have the potency to propel the country to great levels of achievement. It's time for us to become vested in that reality. It's time for us to embrace that essentials. As we listen to Miles Monroe singing the song in the background, we want to say happy belated birthday to you wherever you are. We always end The Essentials by quoting, whatever you decide to do, do it early, do it smart, do it with urgency. Procrastinators never win. To win, you must embrace the urgency of now. You've been listening to The Essentials. Good night.
That man has not climbed, yet a brand new world he could never find. 'Cause if we want a brand new world, you've got to have brand new people. And if we want brand new people, you've got to have a brand new life. And if we want a brand new life, you've got to have a brand new spirit.